Lanyap, a little something extra. A feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM.
I'm Jay Curtis. Two guests in the studio with me today. Dr. Leslie Pace is in communications here at ULM, and she is the host of the Traveling Scholar series. Our guest tonight is Dr. Jason Delgandio, who is, if I'm saying that right, Delgandio, who is presenting a seminar tonight at the Student Union Building, no. Communication and Desire.
Actually, in Stubbs 100.
Stubbs.
Uh-huh.
I saw the S. Stubbs. Stubbs 100, here in the same building, here's KEDM. It's Communication, Desire, and the Creation of Reality, a preliminary talk on neo-radicalism. First of all, welcome both of you to Lanyap.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Leslie, a little bit on the Traveling Scholars series for people who might not have heard of that yet?
Absolutely. This is actually the third of three events this semester, and we'll be doing it again in the spring. But what we tried to do was find some diverse perspectives and different people who are doing scholarship and communication so that we can see how we have an impact on our society, on the world around us.
And from what I've heard about the other ones, that they've been very, very well received and pretty well attended, too.
It's been wonderful. We're so excited.
And Jason, looking at, you also mentioned your book, you're the author of Rhetoric for Radicals, a handbook for 21st century activists.
Correct, yes.
Tell me, what are you going to be speaking about tonight?
Well, in a nutshell, the talk tonight is about neo-radicalism, right? And so neo means new, so we're talking about a new form of radicalism. Now, in terms of radicalism, traditionally speaking, radicalism is about going to the root or the roots in the plural sense of a social or political problem. Right? And then radicalism seeks to challenge and overturn those root problems and hopefully laying groundwork for a new and presumably better society. Right? So in terms of neo-radicalism, though, it is based on my background in terms of my activism and my communication studies background. Right? So it really deals with two particular issues. One, the idea that we as human beings communicate our realities into existence. In other words, reality does not fall from the sky, it's not living underneath a rock, but instead we literally have to create our realities. And if that is the case, the question becomes, what kind of reality do we want to create, right? Both individually and as well as collectively, right? So more generally speaking, what kind of a world do we want to create?
So how does that fit into the concept of neo-radicalism?
Right. Well, then the second issue is then desire. So neo-radicalism deals with communication as the creation of reality and also deals with desire. When I say desire, obviously we're talking about our passions, our longings, and our precognitive appetites. In other words, one way to sum it up is, what is your desire, right? And then, you know, what is holding you back from creating that desire into a tangible three-dimensional reality, right? So rather than just accepting and imitating and perpetuating the realities that are already created for us by our mass society, how can we figure out our desires, attune ourselves to those desires, and then labor those desires into a tangible reality that then cuts through the institutionalism of our society?
Okay. Can you give me a concrete example?
Okay, that's where it becomes more difficult, right, since we're talking about theory, but a concrete example. So, for instance, though, if you look at our world, I can guarantee that many of us can point to many different factors that we don't like, but we accept them anyway.
Okay.
Right? So, for instance, one of the examples I'll use later this evening is the issue of Walmart. Right now, Walmart obviously is, you know, the infamous institution, the retail store, things like that.
Right. Big box retailer.
Right. Now, most people go to Walmart because it's so cheap, and that's fine, right? We all are looking to save some money, especially in this economy. But at the same time, though, we also realize, or most people realize, that Walmart engages in many practices that would be considered unethical, right? Now, if you think about it, though, if you live in many parts of the world, you don't have an option to choose between Walmart and a more ethical store, right? So in many ways, we are forced to accept the reality of Walmart.
Well, then Walmart's created that reality in their own way.
Right, exactly. And so the question becomes, well, if we have this desire to eclipse the Walmarts of the world, how do we do that, right? Now realize this is both an individual as well as a collective phenomenon. In other words, I can't go to Walmart and say, okay, I'm going to eclipse Walmart.
I'm going to change the world myself.
Exactly. It's a collective phenomenon. But the idea of desire with neo-radicalism is that each person can do something, right? So you begin with your own individual desires, right? You follow those desires and then collectively, we act in solidarity to bring about all of our achieved realities, all of our desired realities.
I'm talking with Dr. Jason Delgandio. He's the author of Rhetoric for Radicals, a handbook for the 21st century activists. And he's speaking tonight on Communication, Desire, and the Creation of Reality, a preliminary talk on neo-radicalism tonight at ULM in Stubbs 100. What do you expect someone to take away from this who's maybe just coming out of curiosity and say, well, that sounded really interesting. I want to learn some more. What do you expect them to come away with tonight?
Well, one of the ways that I address the presentation, at least for tonight, is I'm trying to motivate people, right? Trying to inspire people that say, look, you know, this world is not the end-all be-all. We can actually create another world. In other words, if we are the creators of the world, then literally we can create a new world and presumably a better world, right? So it's a motivational factor. Now, it's not about some kind of new age self-help, just be rich if you want to.
You start talking about creating a new world. You get it to,
no,
yeah, okay.
That's not what I'm talking about. But instead, though, you know, I guess to put it as simply as possible, I honestly believe that there is something unique about each person, right? In other words, that our lives are not wholly or completely determined by the world that already exists.
Okay.
Right? And so there's a hopeful message here, and not in some new agey, superficial way.
But being able to affect positive change.
Yes, right? In other words, living and speaking and acting from the deepest core of your being. Right, and then leading yourself to a better world, a better reality.
And who would you recommend come tonight?
Everyone. Well, I mean, I do have a background in activism and organizing, right? So activists and organizers, I think, will take away something. I think intellectuals just interested in theory and big ideas will enjoy it. And I would say anyone who is interested in having a good conversation, right, an intellectual conversation, I think will enjoy the talk.
Being able to just dig in and learn.
Right, correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Traveling Scholars series featuring Dr. Jason Delgandio, he's the author of Rhetoric for Radicals, a handbook for 21st century activists. And tonight he's speaking in ULM's Stubbs 100, the auditorium here in Stubbs Hall, from 6 until 8:30 on communication desire and the creation of reality. Preliminary talk on neo-radicalism. Jason, Leslie, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks
for having us.
You've been listening to Lanyap, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Lanyap is produced at the studios of KEDM.